Now, a new mini camp focusing on carpentry will be opening up at the Madison College this summer. The camp has a focus on one group in particular, girls between the ages of 13 and 15. Here to tell us more about it is Sandy Thistle, carpentry instructor at Madison College. Sandy, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Well, Sandy, why carpentry? Why teenage girls?
Carpentry because I have been a carpenter for 27 years. And work primarily in commercial construction. I now teach carpentry at Madison Area Technical College. And in reflecting on how I got here and exposure as a young woman, recognizing a void of opportunity for girls even still to use power tools and wanting to get more women into the skilled trades.
Yeah, why is it? Why don't girls get exposed to carpentry and other trades like that at an early age?
I think actually less and less people get exposed to it overall. And traditionally, young men in a family, if they had a family member who did construction, it might be the sort of thing that they would hang out on a job site in their younger years and do things like manual labor, hauling block or something like that. And I recall that when I was a young woman, I would attempt to help and be told things like, oh, girls can't do that, which the stubborn part of me is like my whole life proving that girls can do anything.
Is this going to be the first time you do this camp?
Yes, it is. I've had the idea for this camp for a number of years. And about 3 years ago, I volunteered with Camp Hero, which focuses on girls in protective services occupations, firefighting, police service, and EMTs. And at that point, really had a vision that I wanted to offer a similar sort of a thing for girls and power tools. And I have two teenage daughters, and one of the ideas that I've had for them, or my visions for them, is that they would leave my home being comfortable with power tools, because these are essential skill for people.
And what kind of response have you gotten so far?
Well, the word about it is just starting to come out, and it's funny, the things I have heard have been through social media from a lot of adult women saying, wow, are you going to teach this for women?
You already do, though, right?
Yes, we do.
Or for grown-ups in general.
Yes.
We're talking to Sandy Thistle, carpentry instructor at Madison College. A new camp starting up this summer for girls between the ages of 13 and 15, teaching them carpentry and the use of power tools. Well, tell us your story a little more, Sandy. You mentioned how you were dissuaded from participating in some of these trade-type activities. How did you get started?
It was sort of by accident. Going to the UW-Madison, not quite sure what I wanted to do. As an academically successful young woman in high school, I was steered toward nursing or teaching. And funny that I've come all the way around and I'm teaching now. And I went to the UW because that's what was expected, and really nursing wasn't the fit for me, and that it was what I chose. And in the meantime, I had the opportunity to do some hands-on projects like painting a house and some other things like that. And then I had a friend start a carpentry apprenticeship a year before I started my apprenticeship, and I saw the joy. I saw her on a regular basis. She was really happy. She was kind of an outdoorsy gal, physically active, and really happy switching from an academic area to hands-on trade. And I thought, oh, I'll give that a go, and if I don't like it, I'll quit. And here it is 27 years later, and I can say that I still love what I do. I love carpentry.
I wonder, I mean, you heard in early age, girls can't do this. Now you do this. As a woman, do you still get the sense or even the flat-out statement? What's a woman doing this job?
I'm a little protected here at Madison College in terms of my colleagues. We're a great team together, and uniquely, our team of four full-time faculty members, three of us are women. So maybe you should ask that question of the man that I work with. And out in the field, in the beginning, it was more of a thing, but as I gained skill and expertise, my skill and expertise sort of spoke for me, and people were a little less hesitant to have me work on their crew when they could see what I was useful for, you know, that I could do the work and handle myself.
Now, Sandy, I bet there's a lot of people listening, men and women of a variety of ages, thinking, I wish I had done something like this, maybe not as a trade necessarily, but as a hobby. What's your recommendation? What's a good way for people to start at any age learning carpentry skills?
Well, there are a few options. I'm going to focus on the one for women for a moment. The college has a non-traditional occupations area, and that area offers workshops for women interested in exploring non-traditional jobs. And one of those areas are carpentry-related jobs and construction jobs. So if a woman is interested in this as a career, it gives her a chance to try some of the skills, use some of the tools, and see if it's a good fit and if she's interested in pursuing it further. For both genders, there are nighttime classes, mostly focused on woodworking sorts of skills. And our program a year ago, expanded to offer what we call the construction bridge. And it is for those folks who have day jobs, who might be interested in a career change to learn carpentry skills. And we've had some what I would call hobbyists start in those classes because there have been a few openings, and a few of them have switched to trying to develop a career change because they like the work so much.
And we'll leave it there for now. Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Sandy Thistle, carpentry instructor at Madison College. She talked to us about a new summer camp there on carpentry for teenage girls.
Coming up, we'll talk to a former porn addict about the negative consequences of pornography for adolescent boys. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.